Allegations have come to light this week from immigrant women who say they were subjected to unwanted medical procedures while detained at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Georgia. Some women say they underwent hysterectomies or other surgeries that left them sterile. Members of Congress are demanding a quick investigation. And in one case, lawmakers say ICE has already tried to deport a key witness. NPR's Joel Rose has more.
Pauline Binham was nearly deported yesterday. Immigration and Customs Enforcement put her on a plane back to Cameroon, a country she left when she was 2 years old. She was on the tarmac when members of Congress say they intervened.
It felt like ICE was trying to rush through her deportation. I can't say that for certain, but all of this is extremely troubling.
Representative Pramila Jayapal is a Democrat from Washington State and a member of the House Judiciary Committee. She wants Binham in the U.S. so that she can tell her story to investigators. Binham is one of a growing number of immigrant women who say they were subjected to gynecological procedures without consent while they were held at the Irwin County Detention Center in Georgia. The first allegations came to light in a whistleblower complaint this week from a nurse at the facility. Since then, lawyers for other women have come forward with similar allegations. Jayapal says the total is now at least 17.
This feels particularly egregious because it is obviously invasive reproductive surgery. And so for every woman in particular across America, this sends chills up our spine.
More than 170 members of Congress have signed a letter calling for an investigation by the Homeland Security Inspector General. ICE confirmed that Pauline Binham is still in the country and denied any link between her allegations and her scheduled deportation. A spokesman says she was pulled off the plane because of a paperwork snafu with the Cameroonian government, not because of congressional intervention. In a statement, ICE says that all female detainees receive routine gynecological care and that, quote, a medical procedure like a hysterectomy would never be performed, unquote, without informed consent. But Binham's lawyer says otherwise.
When she woke up from the surgery, the doctor informed her that a portion of her fallopian tube was removed.
Von Nguyen is Binham's lawyer at the nonprofit Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights. She says Binham sought treatment for an irregular menstrual cycle and thought she was getting a routine procedure.
Of course, Pauline was very upset and sort of appalled that this had happened without her consent.
Nguyen says the long-term medical implications are not clear, but the procedure could prevent Binham from conceiving a child.
Detention itself takes so much away from a person's life. And then for her to have gone through this experience while she was in immigration detention just robs her of so much more than her time.
Nguyen says Binham complained to the staff at the detention center, but those complaints went nowhere. Irwin is operated by a for-profit company, LaSalle Corrections, which did not respond to a request for comment. Elizabeth Mathurn is a lawyer who has represented immigrants held at Irwin and other detention centers in Georgia. She says complaints about medical care often go unanswered.
They consistently ignore complaints. They consistently act like any complaint is just histrionics. It's ripe for exploitation, right? Because there's not proper oversight. There's not a proper, level of humanity.
Mathurn says lawyers have been raising concerns about medical conditions for years. They're relieved that the public is finally paying attention, even if it took shocking allegations like these to make it happen. Joel Rose, NPR News.